prefer maximum participation and attendance of members in this portfolio. We created long ago, 10 o'clock we had quorum. By the time Honorable Sane arrived, quorum was there. But because we prefer, or I prefer, maximum participation, we had to give members few minutes to arrive in the meeting. Before us, we have an agenda. Hoping you have looked at it. Let me also take this opportunity and welcome the DG. Oh, you're alone today. You're a loner.
Yes.
Ah, you must pray that these members don't fry you. Otherwise, you see what? Luyanda is not going to assist you because he's not a minister today. And these other comrades, they won't assist you because they are not deputy ministers themselves. So you are a loner today, teaching. We are going to have our feast.
Yes, Honorable Chair.
Mm-hmm. So let me welcome you and the team from the minister's office and the DM's offices. Let me start with apologies.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, we have five apologies. Yes, the first three from the minister and her deputies, they are attending the cabinet meeting. Honorable Mola is also attending the prison justice. And the Honorable Court is also attending another meeting. Thank you, Chair.
So Deputy Minister also attends up cabinet. There's a thin line between cabinet and cabinet committees. Lubabalo, you must always get it right. Otherwise, people are going to think that these DMs, they are land. So you must be explicit. Cabinet committees. Mola Justice.
Yes.
And who else? Honorable Legod. And Honorable Michel?
We
want apologies here. Your emails, you must be able to get them from your phone. As well, you are playing. Honorable members, today we are going to consider and adopt the draft report on the New York fact finding. You will recall that in August 2019 we had an orientation at the department OR Tambo building in Pretoria, and in that there was a revelation that SA permanent mission to the UN in New York was located in a rented place with a rental fee which is very high. They list the office space which expired in 2014 and we're in 2020 now. And then the department has been trying to find a suitable building or alternative building. 2017-2018 annual report of the AG had also made the revelation that when responding to the need to find an alternative office accommodation for the mission, the department got entwined in a web of irregular expenditure to the tune of 118 million. This amount was said to be for acquiring a piece of land in Manhattan on which an office would be built. And then the portfolio decided to undertake a verification oversight visit to establish, firstly, the cause of the irregular expenditure. That is whether there is a land identified. Secondly, what was delaying the relocation to an alternative office accommodation in the meantime. There we were looking at the normal compelling mandates that guide us in our work, and the committee delegation that undertook the fact-finding oversight visit, whether is the or on the structure of the report and the details of objectives for this oversight, which I spoke about, and the meeting of the committee delegation had in that mission. So it's all covered in the report. The issues raised, the objectives of the oversight, the accommodation issues, which saw the delegation moving from hotel to hotel for almost more than 10 hours since we arrived in New York, observation of the unavailability of the head of mission and permanent representative, the ambassadors himself, Mr. Majila, without an official apology. His whereabouts were not even known by the Director General. The synopsis on the AG's findings on the New York matter, responses by the mission and explanations on the concerns raised, the presentation on the work of the mission in the UN Security Council and highlights, including the ability to have the African countries, the AITRE, in the UNSC to speak in one voice, have influenced the AU-UN cooperations on conflicts in Africa to ensure African solution to African problems. Part four is on the meeting with locally recruited personnel who raised issues from passport application taking 6 months to a year before Home Affairs response, DERCO not responding on time to their queries or any other queries thereof, ICT obsolete, meetings with LRPs not regular, a need for trade, Home Affairs attaches, lack of human resource policies, and no human resource personnel, provincial and municipal delegations arriving unannounced and causing registration chaos, delays and nightmares. Part five of the report is on the meeting with transferred personnel and the deputy permanent reps, discussions on issues raised by LRPs, confirmed that the current office accommodation was costly and not suitable as it operated as a hospital or in a hospital building. ICT hub, which was problematic or which is problematic, LRPs were only asked for police clearance as a way of vetting them to create a conducive environment for all working staff working in the mission, which was so problematic to us because in South Africa we vet people, so it poses a security threat and a security risk to our mission if you have staffers which are not vetted. You wouldn't know whether they're agents of CIA or what, but that It was a shocker and very scary for us when we heard about it. The need for the director of administration to be within Manhattan to assist when needed. Asset register was up to date, although we did not see it. We're told it was never presented to us. It was by the word of mouth that we were assured we would want to see it with our two eyes. Part 6 of the report is on the alternative office accommodation, which currently the mission pays a monthly rental of 263,462.42 million US dollars. I nailed it, ne? I did not sound like Zuma or Mama Angie on that. Three areas were identified. Number 605 and number 885, they were shortlisted. The Infrastructure Committee in the department, in fact, the mission has motivated and recommended 605. The Infrastructure Committee in the department opted for 885 as a cost-saving measure. However, it was found to be shell house and a parking lot. Something very, very funny. If you are, you must, if you, honorable members, are fans of action movies, you would realize that parking lot is something where you dump people after you've murdered them. It's not a parking lot, it's a dumping site for criminals and murderers. That's how it looked like. It's a pity we don't have a projector, otherwise we're going to project a video of that particular so-called building in a form of a parking lot approved by the department. The mission gear had motivated for 605, but O.R. Tambo House decided otherwise. Probably they wanted an open air kind of a situation of offices there. They approved a parking lot in Pretoria. The DG was also surprised when he saw it, apparently. 885 was found to be move-in ready. On inspection in loco, the committee delegation found 605 move-in ready and fit for purpose. Committee delegation resolved to have a meeting with the DG on return from New York to understand what informed the decision of the Department Infrastructure Committee to opt for a parking lot, as the two were not even comparable. It transpired that the real estate company owning 885 was the same company responsible for the failed pilot project. And to this end, staffers of the department are implicated. It is alleged that as their families, close friends that are in charge of this same campaign that is hell-bent at collapsing our government and looting so there's issues of conflict of interest. Part 7 of the report is on inspection in loco at the New York pilot project. The committee delegation found there was no vacant land at the site, only a dilapidated old three-story building, which was a church. 118 million has already been paid for land, which is non-existent. As AG found, the mission were not involved in the negotiations for the acquiring of land. The CFO, the DG, the chief director, property management would jet in and have meetings in private with the real estate, leaving out the mission in the negotiations, and mission staffers will be called for coffee when they are done. With consolidation of the deals, then staffers there will be called for coffee or tea by the chiefs of their OR Tambo house. The part 8 of the report is on the committee delegation observing the mission in a UNSC meeting. South Africa was called upon to fully cooperate with the ICTR and hand over a fugitive wanted by the tribunal who was said to be residing within its territory, South Africa was said to be slow to assist in apprehending the fugitive. South Africa's response was that it continued to be fully committed to its international obligations and had to engage with different domestic stakeholders in order to legally apprehend the said fugitive. Members were also able to observe the tensions at play between the P5 and the A3. And part 9 of the report is on the conclusion of the oversight visit, the debriefing session, where the committee delegation wrapped up its work in New York and returned to South Africa. Part 10 is on committee findings for members to discuss. Part 11 is on the conclusion made. Part 12 is on the recommendations to the minister for the members to discuss, to which the National Assembly will require her to respond to within 3 months after the adoption by the NA. And the other recommendations is to the National Assembly itself on oversight model and on travel agency issues. When we do bookings on our own, we pay 15,000 all inclusive. But when it's the travel agent, it's about 200,000 per member. So, in general, there's something wrong with what we thought it was going to be less costly. Probably Parliament did not see that coming, but there's too much that we pay travel agencies on issues of traveling. It's way too much costly. So that's the report before you, honorable members. I'm going to allow you to deliberate on the report. And we have enough time to do page by page or section by section of the report, because it's only 12 parts of it. Now, section by section rather would be better instead of page by page, so that we are clear as to what is it that we are adopting and discussing today. So that's the report, so I submit. Then I'm going to allow Tineo to do the presentation part by part. We're going to start with part one, which includes the introduction, and I don't think that we're going to discuss the introduction. So, Tineo, over to you. Okay. Now, Tineo says I've done the presentation in a way. So, if that's the feeling of the house, we're going to deal with part one. And part one has three parts on the report. And I want to believe that, honorable members, you have read the report. Because we are readers, Monsieur. So, the part that we are referring to on our reports, they start from page 1 to page 6. Then we're going to allow you, honorable members, to discuss from page 1 to page 6, which is the first part of the report. Can I note hands? Are you still reading? Honorable Mpanza, honorable Ngosi.
Thank you, Chair. First of all, let me just appreciate the Chair for presenting this report in a very clear way. And the Chair, without maybe preventing other members to engage, as the person who was part of the delegation, I just want to say I don't have much to say in this chapter, except to say it has captured correctly all the things that we have observed when we were there, Chair. So I'm just happy with the chapters, but other members can raise issues. Thank you, Chair.
Honorable Ngosi.
On page 4, 1.2.3, representative of the South African offices of New York. I think we have noted that the ambassador was not there. So it should reflect in 1.2.3 that the chief representative and ambassador was absent. Without leave.
Is correct, because if somebody reads the report, 1.2.3 reflects as if everybody who was supposed to be present was present.
And you're well aware, Chair, that we had a major issue around the absence of the ambassador himself. And if you read this here, it's definitely going to cause a problem, and I think we're going to have to reflect the absence of the ambassador and the fact that there was no leave or application for leave tendered to the committee. Secondly, Chair, I just want the committee, and I'll raise this later in the context of the report, but I just want us to take note of 1.1.3 about the foreign policy framework. Just for noting that we have it in here, you know for the fact that you also, at the debriefing, raised the Foreign Service Bill at the mission. You see, Chair, I have a concern because it took us about 3 years to get this Foreign Service Bill to where we got it right now, when we got it here. And it seems there's a deliberate delay as to why, wherever it is sitting, it hasn't been signed off. And I want to make reference to that later in the report, Chair. But I want us to note that this was discussed. There was a reason for the FSB which would have prevented other issues that we found to be wanting on our oversight visit. Thanks, Chair.
Is that all on this part? So we are saying there must be 3 points there. One, the delegation of the permanent mission was led by the deputy ambassador. And two, the ambassador went AWOL, was not there. And three, the Consul General of South Africa, led by the acting Consul General, Mr. Gavin Du Preez. Is that the feeling of the meeting? Although we have it on the board of the report, it must reflect there.
Yes, Chair.
Under that bullet. Okay. So, can we move for the adoption of part one with amendment? Honorable Whip.
I so move, Chair. With amendments.
Second,
I second, Chair.
Thank you. Part 3. I hear I have a new name, I'm a newborn. By the staffers of the committee, I'm now Tandiwe Mahambihlala. So the staff self-imposed parents of mine. They are opposing my identity. So that has to be corrected. Otherwise the report will be disputed in court. Because people of the department are court gurus. They are litigants of note. So please rescue me from that. Then part 3 of the report starts from page 7 until page 18. Or rather 17. until page 16. Yeah. From page 7 until page 16, that's part 3 of the report. No hands.
No, no.
Still reading.
No, I'm not saying it's immaterial. If the 263.462 is in dollars, $1,000, not millions.
But which page is that?
Page 9. But the written word supersedes the spoken. Yeah, it's correct. So what is written is just that the chair said millions in the beginning.
Did I say?
Millions.
Hey.
In the beginning.
It's millions in rents. What is it in rents?
Chelsea,
please rescue me.
In dollars.
Liberate Liberate Honorable Ngozi.
No, don't calculate. No,
you are
a
South African.
No, we must give you now because the chances of
people... Confine yourself in millions.
Yeah.
Leave US dollars.
Yeah, we'll give it to you right now.
Mnike in rent, please, Chetty.
What, 10-6? Hi, which country you went to?
14.
Yes, this man is making trouble, yes.
Page 10.
3 to 4.
Page 10.
Don't say 4 million. 3.9.
4, 5.
Page 10. You seem to be fine with this report. I'm tempted to run to recommendations, but okay, for the benefit of process.
Mm-hmm.
Page 11. So, Honorable Nkosi, the department has already paid 118 million. Don't ask me to change that in dollars, because I won't be able. Change it in dollars. I'm South African. I deal with rands and cents myself. Page 12. Tololo. Page 13.
The response tendered was that the permanent representative was on prior planned annual leave. I think that sentence is correct, but shouldn't you consider inserting some factual finding that this was found not to be the case?
Yeah.
Because you then
yes.
go on to say the committee demanded that.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Because this, if this was found not to be the case, it will influence how we resolve in the resolve part.
Honorable Msane, Chetty noted.
Can the previous speaker please repeat what he said?
No, I'm saying that the if you take the entire paragraph from page 14 to page 15, the committee found that the it is a fact that he was not on planned annual leave. He was absent without leave. Now, if you are going to resolve that he be summoned to explain, etc., etc., that fact, the committee's factual reflection should come in one of the sentences. I think I've chosen the wrong place. It should be after inquiries from the DG.
It's not
material. You can just.
As if for mana ngakwale response kwa kuti chilo beste akapale e response. Snai. Still in limbo.
Yeah.
Honorable Chair, hi. Meeting
yeah.
Yamne.
You see, yeah, Chair, that's the clause I was going to offer to say that if you read it, it was in conjunction with the first sentence of what Ken's on in there.
Yeah.
And thereafter, once we get the response, because you see, it says specifically, the committee demanded that the DG, for instance. So once we've got that, then we can proceed to say whether to.
You don't have it. You wanted that in December. It's March now. You have nothing.
That's the reason.
In
the
form of a response before you.
Yeah, that's why we wanted to be as it is here. So if we change it now, it's an assumption that we've got it.
I'll see now. So thing I change. Must remain as such.
And then until we get the answer.
We won't get an answer now. It's late for you to get an answer now. This thing is going to the speaker. Late for answers now. Honorable Whip?
Yeah, Chair. I think I should also raise the point that the report we are dealing with the factual, the true reflection of what transpired. So other developments we cannot include.
No.
Yes. So I think it's better to leave it as it is because it's a true reflection of what transpired then. Yeah.
No manga business. Page 15. The incident report, where is the incident report? Is it separate? Is it an annexure on this? Where is the incident report? Why is it not an annexure on this report?
Okay, Chair, the incident report, Chair, is submitted to e-management.
I'm asking where is the incident report.
Okay, so it is not attached to another day, but it was given to the attention of the management.
How do you give a report to management before us?
Okay. It's for approval purposes, for invoices. because they were very much aware of what was happening. It was each and every approval they made at the time of your changes of hotel. Management were given what was happening. So, but when we approve the invoices, we must attach everything in the system so that they can go through before they approve the invoices. Chair. Okay, sir.
Was the management aware that the hotel which they booked, which is called Lexington Hotel, where they paid everything including meals, that the hotel has no such a facility that provides meals and we had to eat outside the hotel?
The management chair, they were made aware Uguti, on arrival, the hotel that was initially quoted for and confirmed was not the one that the parliament paid for.
I opened the books. There was on a specific matter and a specific incident. I agree you chose to write an incident report and not bring it here, and then decide to send it to management. Was the management aware that they paid for the meals that do not exist, something which is tantamount to fraud and corruption, in our view, at Lexington Hotel?
They are aware, Chair, that it has paid for that, and also Delco did not consult in changing the hotel, Chair. Also, Delco had confirmed in writing that they did not inform me on time. Uguti, they are going to change the hotel, that they are taking full responsibility for that.
Pendulum boss. Honorable Msan.
Chairperson, I think the secretary should own up to say that it was incorrect to submit a report to whoever without our us going through it, because we are the ones that experienced whatever we experienced in New York. And the way this matter is taken so lightly, it fails to represent why this department is experiencing wasteful and irregular expenditure. Because what we found in New York is exactly what the AG is querying. So I would suggest that that report comes back here so that we can go through it and approve it.
Honorable Chetty.
Chair, I'll be short. I agree with what the Honorable Sanders said. Chair, we raised this concern while we were there, that this was tantamount to the very same fruitless and wasteful expenditure that was being incurred by the department where the AG had been finding. Where we had a hotel that was listed and was procured, and upon arrival we witnessed it was something different. And not only once, twice, but three times during that evening, we had to be moved to hotels. And the question must be asked. We speak about deviation. Now my problem, Chairperson, is that we are now in an embarrassing position, because as a committee we've been going after the officials with the fruitless and wasteful expenditure in this department. And I can tell you right now, Chair, that I don't have much faith that this could be deliberate to try and tarnish the image of those of us on the committee. To say that in one breath that we are now come out and talk about the fruitless and wasteful expenditure, but now we are the ones who have incurred this fruitless and wasteful expenditure. Thanks, Chair.
We say bring back the report, withdraw that report of incident. Must have it, see the report, process the report, because the report must be a true reflection of what transpired today. And trying to respond to what you know nothing about, it's going to be very problematic. Things were paid for, and those things never existed in a form of a meal. for the duration of our stay. That thing was quoted for. And the hotel did not have such a provision. And you want to respond? You want that report? I guess it's called incident report. It is us who are aware of what incident occurred there. They are going to understand. So help us bring the report. Withdraw that report. Bring it here. We want it. We are still on page 15. Page 3.4. Let's move to part 4 of the report. Part 4 is from, yes,
Chair, I was just wanting to propose that let's be consistent, because with the first
the adoption of the part with amendments,
yes,
can you move?
I wanted to move, Chair, with amendments.
Second. Part 4 is page 16 and page 18. Hey, we must be worried. the whole scope in the house, unannounced. Jesus. Hmm. Who touched you?
It wasn't me.
I'm shocked. Okay. Can we move for the adoption of part 4 of the report? Honorable Swart. Second on record.
Yes. I move for the adoption of part 4, Chair.
Can you have a second? Seconding. Are we still together?
Yeah.
Hey, Mtane, you are sleeping. We are now on part 5 of the report, starting from page 18. It's page 18, 20, and a paragraph in 21. Yes, we are moving very slow. Have you not read the report? So, Kalo Tetan Kalo Design, Kalo, if you have read the report, because we are going to deal with recommendations, and there, must be clear.
I move for adoption, Chair, for part 5 up to page 21.
I hope that this year you will have all the answers. Otherwise, I don't think we're going to want to return answers at a later stage on this report. Otherwise, we're going to delay us. I see there's serious issues here. On page 19,
so
paragraph
Chair,
before last.
Chair, on record, I wanted to second.
What?
What has been moved?
I did not ask for any movers.
It did.
No, I'm still on which part? That part was seconded by Honorable Swartz and seconded. Mover Swartz, seconder Honorable Chetty. We are on now part 5. That's why I asked whether you are still with me.
Yes.
And part 5 is 18 to 21. Yes, we're still there on 18 to 21. No, I have not requested for movers and shakers.
Okay.
Yeah. Kandithe asimove ni fast. Ndwe ndicelileyo. Ndacela uba uDG anote elements that might have questions from members of parliament. One being this serious one of page 19, paragraph before last. We are there. Mina, I'm awake. And in Dama Sweet, Mina, every day. Salandite, Vagarab. So, if there's nothing there, can we move for the adoption of that part of the report? Salani, Mami.
Chair, I move for the part to be adopted, please, not please. Section
5,
up to page
21. Hey, we are not going to be able to go. Can you have a second?
Chair, I second.
Thank you, Honorable Msane. Seconded. We are moving now from page 21 Part 6 of the report, which from page 21 to page 24, adoption of that part of the report. Honorable Swart.
Chair, I move for the adoption of part 6, page 21 to 23 of the report.
That's part 5. We are now on part 6. That was 5 that we're moving for the adoption of. Did you say 6?
Yes, I said 5.
Okay.
21 to 23.
Okay. Can we have a seconder? Honorable Muela.
Seconded.
Part 7. It's only one page. 23 and 24. Can we move for the second up? Can we move for the adoption?
I move for the adoption of part 7, Chair.
Second
up? I second, Chair.
Part 8? Part 8 is page 24, 25, and 26, 3 sentences. Adoption. Honorable Chetty. Seconder. Mama. Seconded. Point 9, page 26, move for the adoption.
I move, Chair, for part 9, page 26 and 27.
Second that. Honorable Salt. Yeah, page 10. Yeah. One by one.
Page 10.
Page 10. Page 27. At least you are awake. From page 27, 28, 29, and 30 and half of 30. One. Yeah. Those are the findings. You want us to read the findings for you?
No.
10.1. 10.2. 10.3, 10.4, 10.5, 10.6, 10.7, 10.8, 10.9, 10.10, 10.11, 10.12, 10.13, 10.14, 10.15, 10.16, 10.17, 10.18, 10.19, 10.20, 10.21, 10.22, 10.23, 10.24, 10.25, 10.26, 10.27, 10.28, 10.29, 10.30, 10.31, 10.32, 10.33, 10.34, 10.35, 10.36, 10.37, 10.38, 10.39, 10.40, 10.41, 10.42, 10.43, 10.44, 10.45, 10.46, 10.47, 10.48, 10.49, 10.50, 10.51, 10.52, 10.53, 10.54, 10.55, 10.56, 10.57, 10.58, 10.59, 10.60, 10.61, 10.62, 10.63, 10.64, 10.65, 10.66, 10.67, 10.68, 10.69, 10.70, 10.71, 10.72, 10.73, 10.74, 10.75, 10.76, 10.77, 10.78, 10.79, 10.80, 10.4. Yes, Honorable Nsan.
10.4, Ambassador was absent at the meetings of the committee delegation without a written apology, without a written or any or verbal like Jay, without an apology, because if we say written,
yeah,
the apology might have been verbal.
Without an official apology. Ten point six. The DG was asked about the whereabouts of the ambassador and didn't know those whereabouts before he was asked to submit a report. Can't write there that the DG of the department was asked to submit a report on the whereabouts of the ambassador after indicating he was not aware. So there must be a reconstruction and amendment of 10.6. It's not a true reflection of what transpired. On that, accommodation logistics, there must be a point 10 something something there, or a rider that reflects to a possible fraud and corruption activity on a particular hotel where the quotation was submitted, inclusive of meals which were not catered for by the hotel. So there must be that rider there. Don't know how you're going to put it myself. I don't have English. My English went to England now. It's gone. Gone English. Lexington.
Benjamin.
Hotel.
Sorry, Chair.
Yes.
We were made to believe that three quotations were submitted. So the sentence saying the committee delegation was accommodated in a different hotel from the one initially, it should include from actually all three. Because the one we were accommodated, it's neither of the submitted quotations.
And to this also, don't know where we're going to put it. This thing of not having support staff led to this whole quagmire, because we're given one person there who does not deal with logistics. So there has to be that finding there as a rider, because if it's not, probably things would have been better. 10.8, the meeting of the WIP and the deputy president former of the youth league must end, focus on one meeting, which is my meeting, the chair and the portfolio.
Yeah, you're right, Chair.
Don't disrupt my meeting.
to write you. You should have slept in that taxi.
10.8. At least I was afforded an opportunity to communicate with my ancestors there, as I was sleeping in a couch, in a reception area. My ancestors, they came. At the bazaar, to Melu Tambo as Shango. Yeah.
And you're overcoated in the blanket.
Yeah. 10.8. There was no vacant land on inspection of the New York pilot project, but what exists is an unsuitable old building with three different entrances. Entrance 1, entrance 2, entrance 3 in one building. And 1.8 million has already been paid. 118 paid for buying the purported vacant land. Why is the land a parcel now?
It's the English.
Ipasile yomhlaba. I know we understand parcels to be things as far as post office is speaking in Lalin. We must be clear about these things so that we're able to explain them ourselves. But if parcel is land, Kanjan. On which point?
10.10.
Okay.
Pose a representational risk. Is it a representational risk or a reputational risk? Yes, if you say representational risk, it goes to the core of why we are in New York, and you know, it suggests that we may not have representation because we purported to buy land which we didn't buy. I don't think that can lead to representation.
A reputational... The content advisor is arguing that it can be both.
You must argue and then you must respond.
Argue. Teta ke, you know, argue. Tati Mike and argue.
Thank you, Chairperson. It can be both, because representational means the caliber of people that has been sent by the country should be reflective of the country. They should, and then reputational is related to the image of the country being in disrepute because of the activities of the mission. So it can be both.
Eweke, Honorable Nkosi, representation is those of private meetings and coffees in the restaurant. Yeah. So, are you in agreement of both? Or you want to argue again the argument? Are you satisfied?
Cautiously
satisfied. Very good.
You may be cautious.
That's 10.10. Must be amended. 10.11. Point 12. 10.12. Honorable Mpanza.
Yes, Chair. Well, I think on the fourth sentence, if we can remove the word the.
Mm-hmm.
10.12, it's just the drama thing involving the EDA. I think let's remove the. It's sentence number four.
These are the two missions. Were you still a DJ at that time?
Not even dreaming.
Fortunately not.
10:15. Naronsani. Dorogis.
Chair, I think the content advisor should find the correct word for what we saw.
Wait.
The shell house.
That shell house thing. There's a proper word in construction for that.
Is that 10:14?
10:15.
What's that shell house word? What is it? Provide us with that proper English.
Nami English here, England. But there's a word for a building like that, so that when you read it, you get a proper. I'll find it now. Don't worry.
Yeah, find the word, Dalok.
Yeah, Google.
Yeah, you are. Not all of us are civil engineers, you know. So how's Kangalele? Lelikam. Honorable Mulder.
Yes, thank you, ma'am. English is also a foreign language to me. However, I didn't see the building. Is the word you're looking for derelict or not?
No.
Not derelict. Okay, fine.
It's a language of engineers. So, it's a language of engineers. Who didn't know about it? Not administrators like ourselves. Honorable Chetty, not even finance people.
Chair, I think if we just remove the part house rule, suffice to say, was a sham and a vacant shell. Shell means it's just a outside of what it is. It had nothing, no furnishes, nothing. So it's just a basic shell. So the house...
How do you describe that and include furnish?
It was a vacant, unfurnished.
It was a parking lot.
Yeah.
Can't be furnished or finished or what? It's I don't know. Call Queen of England. She's going to assist with the wedding. No, it's nothing there. Nothing. Not even a dumping site. It's something else. We're going to Google. We're going to provide the drafters. With that weight, you can be busy on Google. Let's pass the 10:16. me mic it check.
Sorry, Chair.
Yes.
Did you find the word?
No, no, no.
I am giving you. You wanted to speak on 10:16.
10. Is it 10:16?
We are there now. We are 10:16.
Oh no.
We can't spend time for 1 week. Use your Google and focus on the report. Please, honorable members. 10:16. It was not clear how the department's infrastructure recommended 885 as suitable for relocation of the two machines. Yes, Sir.
On 10:17, shouldn't we name this company? Because you say the same property management estate company was engaged.
It doesn't have a name. What's the name of the company?
No.
The drafters know.
The drafters.
Let's get the name.
Write the name. Is it an SA company or a US company?
Both.
No, sir. This has got serious implications, remember. You are naming a company. You are saying the same property management company was engaged for both the pilot project and the identified office. You know the name of this company that was involved in the pilot project, so why shouldn't it be mentioned?
It's a company of shenanigans. Honorable Nsan?
No, I'm coming. Cushman and Wakefield.
Okay.
Cushman and Wakefield.
Hello, Cushman. Cushman and Wakefield.
Wakefield.
Which one is South African? Which one is... the information that I don't see, those are not South African.
No, really.
10:18. But on the report, we are going to reserve the naming of the company. Remember, there are recommendations. Recommendations are speaking on investigation. So, Cushman, Magasha, Epagi Pilot. Simkhuphe apha kwi-rentals. Ten eighteen. Honorable Molde.
I'm sorry, Chairperson. I need to understand. I'm still at 10:17, if you don't mind. Are we talking about one company, the same company that's also the estate agent, or are we talking about two different entities?
10:18 says, the same property management estate agent company was engaged for both the pilot project and for the identified offices, meaning it's two incidents. One pilot, same company. And then the one of the offices in a form of a proper office and a parking lot, same company. Now, we are resolving that we are not mentioning these companies here on the report until we satisfy ourselves through an investigation process, which I think is proper for us to do. Are you clear, Honorable Molde?
Yes, thank you.
1018. Honorable Nsan?
Chairperson, as a finding, we should mention that the struggle of our representation at the UNSC goes back to those veto powers, and that's why South Africa has done an initiative of that A3.
Maybe? Then 19.
Then 19, check the second sentence. South Africa responded that it was in the process of, what you say, South Africa responded as in the process of assisting the SETR. Or that South Africa responded that it is in the process of assisting the SETR.
Grammar. Tense. Wara wara.
It was in.
I forgot land. Something is missing. Reconstruct the sentence. We are 19 now. Some get dialog 18. Ule? Wakey wakey. 10:20. I think 10:20 or 10:26, Mileba Tijanis. You're right there, there was no transferred home affairs, no trade attaches in the mission. And as such, was reported to have delays in processing Wara Wara. As Tiban, 10:20 or 26. Start out 10:26 and make it 10:20. Okay. Ah, yeah, okay, yeah, Kunguku. Note. No, we are not there yet, DJ. So now, we have the questions that was 100 namhlanje. We are not there yet. For the whole hour of responding when namhlanje. Note that thing. Note. Make a note.
Alone
yourself. 10:22. Jamba 10:27 Yes.
On 10:27, it must note that all communication, not just only on the authorizing
board,
because the mission was having a problem with communication with the Pretoria.
In general. Chair, I want to add before 10:31, I think 10:31 can be the closing. On page 20, we found out that the LRPs are not vetted and we only rely on a police report. So it should also be included under the findings, because it's a summary of the detailed report, that the vetting is not done on LRPs and we only rely on a police report, so it should be a finding.
Honorable Chair.
Yeah, Chair, and just prior to that as well, if we could add the diplomatic bag. You'll note, Chair, that in the report we speak about the fact that the hindrance could last anything between 6 months to a year. And you will recall when the official told us that there is a weekly execution of a diplomatic bag and the frustration that we experienced as a committee. The inconsistency. Thank you.
Conclusion? Okay. Can we move for the adoption of the findings with the amendments? Honorable Nsan?
I move.
Second.
Kofinto Utete. Recording. A second check the findings.
A conclusion. Yeah, it's only page 31, and 32G.
I might be correct. I just want to check.
Might be correct.
I must be corrected if I'm wrong. Just want to check. This is paragraph 2 of the conclusion. It's also part of the recommendation. That is it proper to put it in both areas, in the conclusion and also in the recommendation?
What? Which paragraph?
Paragraph 2 that talks about the overall experience of the committee in the oversight. I don't have a problem if it's but I thought it would be much better if it's in the recommendations.
Okay.
report?
We are going to discuss when we arrive at the recommendation.
Okay.
Can you move for the adoption of the conclusion?
To paragraph 3, I'm not sure. I'm just battling with the formulation. It says, the absence without apology of blah, 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 during the oversight was very negligent and disrespectful. We were stating effect. We are saying he is absent. He can't be, he is absent without an apology. He can't be negligent at the same time. And then you go on and say disrespectful. So if you say he was absent without the apology, let's not use the word negligent. He was not negligent.
Without an official
apology,
official as no, as intentional, not negligent.
Yeah. No, no. I think we should say the absence without apology during his oversight visit demonstrated a disrespect to the committee delegation, and leave the word negligent.
Replace negligent with intentional.
Intentional.
Because the DG didn't know.
Okay.
What's happening now?
So I must start yesterday.
Is the Leon shooter in the house? Why are we laughing alone? Can we move for the adoption of the conclusion?
I move, Chair.
Second, recommendations. Now, so?
A second conclusion.
Yes, so recommendations. One. Investigate and report the circumstances around the absence, not non-availability, the absence of this honorable ambassador.
A question of clarity. When a human being does, for example, what the ambassador has done, is it called consequence management or it's called disciplinary?
Can we reserve that question for the DG? You would know better. 12.6. So that 200 and what US dollars is how much in rents, Honorable Chief?
3.9 million.
Okay. 12.7. 12.10, 11, 12.12,
12.
Honorable Chair.
Yeah, Chair, just after 12.12.
In view of what's currently happening, and we know of the fact that the current ambassador was the DG at the time of this New York project, shouldn't we make some sort of a recommendation that his posting be in abeyance or recalled, like something similar to what happened to Bruce Corleone?
Or should we wait for after the fact? The reason I'm raising a chair is that even in the report we speak about reputational damage. Already, this has been identified by the AG. And can we cause more harm to us as a country, having an ambassador who's implicated in two roles? One, whilst he was the DG when this project did start. And secondly, the shenanigans that happened in New York. And whether we like it or not, it was under his watch that this happened as well. So I'm just seeking clarity, Chair, whether we should be adding that as a note at the bottom, or whether we should be doing it separately. And that's why, Chair, when I started, I spoke about 1.3.3 around the Foreign Services Bill, whether there's a deliberate attempt for those ambassador positions and the process in which it now goes forward, we have more control as Parliament through the FSB as opposed to currently where the President just appoints. Thank you, Chair.
So you are suggesting recommendation
12.13.
Addition 12.14 or 12.13?
12.13, Chair.
And then we start the ones to the National Assembly from 12.14. That's the addition. Can I get the seconders or the seconder?
Before you second, I just need clarity. What would the wording be of that proposal?
Sorry?
I just need clarity. What would the wording be of that proposal that Mr. Chet has mentioned?
I think that's what we must conclude on. The recall, postering or abeyance, because this cadre was a DG at the time of all the problems of New York. So let us craft the sentence or the point or the bullet, all of us. We are not discussing you for the first time. If you may recall, we know who was the DG at the time of the New York quagmire. So, Chetty, you are English speaking. Why don't you give us a sentence? Or you are leaving it with the drafters? Condemn advice? Clearly condemned.
And put the meat.
The meat is there. We want this particular point, which is point 12.13. You want 2 heads for that? Or 4 or 5 heads? Zaitini kwani yenzi yifuxele apha meeting sifuna uadopt report.
Hey, yeah.
Madlala, tell you sentence.
I'm working on it now.
Working on it?
Me too.
Are you researching your sentence?
No, crossing her sentence.
Oh, don't be a research. Okay. Okay, to the National Assembly, a recommendation. There it is. Honorable Dorgis.
Can we add something about the approval of this FSB? As a recommendation to National Assembly. Can we add something about the Foreign Service Bill approval or signing off by the President as a recommendation?
That will assist how on the findings and recommendations.
All these shenanigans will be prevented, Chair.
Honorable Mpanz.
Yes, Chair. I wanted to talk with you on that issue. For me, I just want to check, is it advisable to have two processes? Because if we recall, in the last meeting, when the minister was here, there was a clear request from the committee for her to fast-track and engage with the president to fast-track the signing of that bill. So I don't know whether it would be advisable also to put it here when we are dealing with a New York issue.
Because page 2 on compelling mandates, paragraph 1 highlights that the department operates in a dynamic environment that encapsulates varying legislative and monetary regimes, which in turn impact on its foreign policy operations. And then paragraph 2 says, the South African diplomatic and consular mission abroad are charged with implementing South Africa's foreign policy to enhance its international profile and serve as strategic mechanisms for the achievement of national interest. Where is the bill? Answer me. Where is the bill?
Not here. Not
first. It's been how long since we sent it to the president? 6 months? Is it 6 months? No, it's not six. Yeah, it's about 4 months. So how are we going to operate? Just want us to arrive at a proper, honorable,
thanks, Chair.
Police of our monies.
Honorable Slang, apparently. No, thanks, Chair and colleagues. I think on the issue of the bill, the Chair, you may want to liaise directly with the office of the speaker, because she has already written to the president, because there's 12, if not 14 bills which are on the president's desk, which parliament had concluded on. Some of them date back to 2012, 2013. So she has sent correspondence to the president in that regard, to say there is a need for the president to look at them. So I'm not sure if you isolate one from the broader issue. I think you may want just to run probably a parallel process as opposed to bring it here, because it does seem to be a trend that there are bills outstanding. But as things stand now, I'm subject to correction. I think there are 14 bills, if not 12, that are on the president's desk, including but not limited to FSB. So maybe it would be beneficial to rather want to direct the issue of the bill to the speaker, because the Chief Whip's Forum has also expressed itself on this delay. Thanks, Chair.
And
Chairperson, we appreciate all the input, but what I was referring to is so that it reflects on this document that we are making a recommendation also. We can write and like Honorable Seng was saying, but let it reflect under the recommendations on this report to the Speaker or to Parliament.
To the Speaker, ne? Not to the President. Okay, we are cleared. So that will be 12-16. Honorable members. To say an urgent approval or signature to the bill which we sent to President for us to be able to function within the legislative comparatives, it's going to help us on many things. Honorable Chief.
Yeah. Chair, when you're ready, I can give you a draft of 12:13.
12:13. Okay.
Something to the effect of, in view of the allegation, in view of the contravention with
Treasury regulation
16.
Loud.
Yeah, I'm putting it too loud.
Because their meeting is over. Mm. You know, I must be quiet when theirs is in progress. Aibu. Yes?
In view of the allegations by the AG. The allegations by the AG. The AG's findings, sorry. Regarding contravention with Treasury Regulation 16A.
Hi, kalele kaleni shit. In view of the AG's findings or allegations, itinent. What are you saying? In view of
the AG's findings.
The AG's findings. Yes?
Oh, okay, wait, let me refer this chair.
Hi, our yes.
I'm trying to change this and make it look proper. I'm trying to quote the Treasury one, Chair, where it says 16A 6.3A. Which deals directly with the contravention identified by the AG's report.
In views of the AG's findings.
Where contravention?
As well as the Treasury, whatever.
What Regulation 16A 6.3A.
Regulation 16?
16A 6.3.
16A 6.3
A
A
and implications
Yes.
And implications of the ambassador.
And the implications. Yes.
Of the ambassador and his role both as the DG during the initiation of the New York pilot project and as the current ambassador for the U.S., comma, to protect the integrity of the Republic, that the president, similar to the former Ambassador Bruce Corleone matter, recalls the ambassador.
Madala, did you get that?
Mr. Chair, because currently he is the only person that can do that. The FSB is not yet in place.
Thank you, Chairperson. In line with the format, as honourable members will note of the recommendations, the report will have to still take cognizance of the fact of the separation of powers issue and request the minister to consider so that the recommendation doesn't seem like it's actually giving a directive. So I would say, Chairperson, taking into consideration what the honourable member has said, the gist, perhaps the committee could consider saying to the minister, consider recalling the ambassador, Ambassador Majila, from posting, based on the fact that at the commencement of the pilot project, he was the DG at the department, and currently he is the ambassador at the United Nations, and that gives, the relocation process in the mission with him as an ambassador currently may pose a conflict of interest. So I would, if members agree to the gist, this is how we'll try and have it, so that it captures the concerns, the two concerns that he was the DG at the commencement of the project, and he's currently, during the relocation process, he's the ambassador in New York. So that may bring up a conflict of interest. So minister should consider recalling him.
Who appoints ambassadors?
President.
It's the president.
So how do you ask the minister to recall an ambassador?
That's why Chairperson was saying consider, because the way the committee now, the discussion, it's like he has to be recalled, but separation of
he
powers.
Has to be recalled. There we are not doubting it.
Okay.
It does not seem he has. A number of honourable members here raised that issue. It doesn't seem like honourable Mot.
Chairperson, just from a grammar point of view, I think in the wording that Mr. Chetty gave, he said he is the ambassador for the United States. I think it should be to the United States.
Sure.
But then on the second point, technically in terms of the Constitution, the President appoints and ambassador is nobody else. So we could perhaps request the minister to engage with the President at this stage. But in final analysis, the President will take a decision or not. And we cannot instruct the president to do that.
Honourable Nkosi, followed by Honourable Mpanza, then Honourable Chief.
Yeah, Chair, on the formulation, I think we shouldn't say that there is a violation of Treasury Regulation 16A 6.3. We should allege. Because once we say so, it means that we have found that there is no finding.
Guided by the findings of the Auditor General. Wait.
In view
of the findings of the Auditor General,
yeah,
the violation of Treasury's regulation is evident.
Yeah.
Now, how do you want to say alleged? Remember, the AG has powers to prosecute,
yes,
or recommend that you be prosecuted.
Last,
so before last you, we must read to understand the thing is.
Yeah, but can you formulate? Okay, that's the first point. The second point is that I don't think we should make reference to Bruce Colani.
Yeah.
We're making an independent recommendation. So reference to Bruce Colani is invoking something that is not within our power.
We must not have a reference. We must say full stop. To protect the image of the country. Full stop. Okay. Honorable Chair.
Yeah. Thanks, Chair. Chair, I don't mind being outvoted, but just to make it clear. On the first one, Chair, there's a reason why I would want us to keep the Treasury regulation, because it's not circumspect, it's not allegations, whatever else. It's come out of the report, so you're speaking on facts. The second one, Chairperson, why I said, or why I included the reference to the former ambassador, Bruce Colani, because it shows that we've set a precedent where we found somebody as an ambassador to have caused an embarrassment to the country in the interest and the integrity of protecting the sovereignty of the country, the president recalled it. So this is not asking them to do something untoward. That's the only reason why I wanted to make reference to say this is nothing unusual. We've done it before to protect the integrity of the country. Let's do it again. That's all, Chairperson. Thank you.
No, Chair, I was covered by Inkosi, but I think I must come in. I still feel that let's deal with a matter on its own merit and don't do comparisons. It will then cloud our resolution, because we are dealing with a specific matter involving specific person. So I think let us keep it in that way.
And don't protect your faction.
Yeah.
I know.
No, Chair, if
yeah,
I know that Bruce is coming from Pietermaritzburg, so he's got a bone choo choo with him.
Colani must be coming from Limpopo.
No, I'm just saying, Chair, if you want, but let's not mention the person's name.
Sure.
You can say in line with precedent if you want.
Yeah,
that makes it very
easy.
But you can't mention the person's name.
Precedent has been set.
Yeah.
I can live with that, Chair. I want the IDH.
Hold on, where is it?
Yeah. Don't worry. I know the faction.
Person doesn't report for me.
No.
Can I?
Protection.
Colani.
Through you, Chairperson, I was just referring to recommendation one to say it will be the second recommendation on Ambassador Matila, the third, what the committee is suggesting now, so that we are able to.
Recommendation
one.
Yeah. Right.
It's allowing the minister to investigate and report on the circumstances dealing with the absence, and it goes further to say consider implementing consequence management against ambassador should it be found that he had neglected his duties.
Mm-hmm.
So I was saying
that one is specific on his absence.
On him, yeah.
Yes.
At the meeting.
So I was saying now we'll have to bring that one forward.
Yes.
So that
you put them all in
sequence.
Yeah. No, Chair. Chair, don't. The problem is that you then in 12.5 say, furnish the committee with names of all of the officials involved in this project. So I think we should leave that one separate.
Leave that one separate.
And because this the 13 would flow from what you said in 12.8 to, I think it's 10.8 on the finding, 10.8 to 10.9. So I think we should separate the two, sir. That relates to him not disrespecting the committee we live in, and this relates to the possible conflict of interest with him being in station when we're dealing with this issue. No, I'm saying we should not club the two. 12.1 deals with his
insubordination.
Are you responding to
Dinner?
Oh,
Honorable Dinner, sorry.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's real now.
I guess you can't call people by name.
So this recommendation is, I find it too long. It must be reconstructed. Honorable Chetty said, in view of the AG's report and findings, as well as the Treasury Regulation 16A and 6.3A, if I captured that correctly, and the implications of the ambassador during his role as a DG of the department and currently during his DGship there in the pilot project of New York and current position as the ambassador
to
New York or UN?
US.
Okay. He be recalled to protect the image of the country. Is that what you're saying? We're going to need to reconstruct that. Too much. Can't ever end up by five in one sentence. End in one sentence. That sentence, that recommendation has to be reconstructed.
The minister consider engaging the president, and then
so yeah. So you must reconstruct that sentence. Because the contravention of the AG's thing, it's there. So we are in view of the AG's report and findings and the contravention. The contravention of the regulations without mentioning those regulations, wara, but you must reconstruct that sentence. It doesn't sound good. That's what I'm saying. Reconstruct too long, and I so let's reconstruct the sentence. And then 12.6, we are going to write the speaker there. And then before I give the DG, can we move for the adoption of the report with amendments? The adoption of the report with amendments And then thereafter, the committee staff deals with the amendments, and when they're done, send the report again to members, just to check that the recommendations are captured properly and they are a true reflection of what we are going to resolve in this meeting. Can we then move for the adoption of the report? Honorable Swarot.
Chair, I move for the adoption of the report with amendments.
Can we get a seconder? Honorable Mulder seconded the report with amendments. Hi, this is a meeting in Abba. I don't want coaches as well. Yes. Now, now I'm going to allow the DG to respond or have remarks on the report as adopted by the members. I know there were questions in between, hoping you captured them. Honorable Msane, is she gone or coming back? Okay. So there are members who raised issues. Yeah. So DG, over to you.
Thank you, Honorable Chair and Honorable Members. First of all, let me thank you very much that at last the committee was able to do its oversight work in exactly where it matters most, which is the missions, which is the service delivery arm of the department. I think it is going to enrich us with more accountability, in the sense that the committee, which is responsible for overseeing the implementation of South Africa's foreign policy, will be able to have first-hand information about its clientele. Earlier on, Honorable Chair, when I was raising my hand, it was just to indicate that perhaps we should clarify, so that when the report gets finalized, it talks to the actuals. The permanent mission is accredited to the UN and essentially does not have to have all other attaches. In the same area, because of space, we have the consulate general, to which our consular relations are embedded. Because our main resident embassy, to which all other representational aspects are, is in Washington, D.C. I was just rising to say perhaps it should be clarified where we're talking about the absence of the trade and consular attaches be in the consulate general, as New York is a cosmopolitan. I mean, that people don't have to travel to New York for that, so that it removes any complication about whether the committee was aware that they're talking about a permanent mission rather than a representational mission, as in the bilateral relations between U.S. And South Africa. And the other one, without being sound to be defensive to my colleagues, I believe the request to have the documents, incident documents, was to facilitate payments, as it is the requirement. However, I must also indicate that it was correct. I mean, it would not, they may have erred, but it is what is required. But I can assure you, from your own experience, it may have already been subjected to audit in order to be precise about what you saw currently, where some kind of controversy can happen. It is likely to end up where it can easily show that they are not holier than thou. We will monitor that, but I believe the main purpose was to just simply say, when you pay, you need to receive all the documentation. otherwise it was not going to be paid. So it was appropriate that they were requesting such. Because of the lessons learned, we will check so that in case it comes out as a query, a proper response and explanation is given, especially in line with the sentiment of the committee, because there was no deliberate in caring of whatever, fruitless, etc. The other point I wanted to say, while this is a report, we do believe that it reflects a true situation, but I must indicate that in the same breath, we have gone to court in order to set aside the project preparation agreement, which made us to pay what we have paid on the very same reasons that are in this report. So whatever we would be answering will be ensuring in future when this report is tabled. We hope that the court date, we were told, it will be in March, because it was delayed in March this year, and some of the issues that are raised here we will be able to share with, as long as they will not be used against us, because we also claim misrepresentation of the company or the service provider in the whole thing, as much as there are a lot of misrepresentations that could have been made to rush this thing, and members will notice that the very essence of having the mission, I mean the current situation, it was also to be a pressure coup to ensure that rather than pay this exorbitant month to month as a holdover effect, let us quickly get our own mission. And you know, where things happen like that, you are likely to act very rationally, because you then have to go into something that leads to that. I also have to indicate that the irregularity was actually picked up initially by the Office of the Chief Procurement Officers at an early stage. I come into it, I'm part of the problem, because when I took over, of course, the ball had already rolled, the award had already been made, and then we were just proceeding until Treasury itself had raised issues. Treasury has three sections that were dealing with this project. One is the PPP unit, which assists departments to do this type of a transaction, and the public finance, which deals with affordability and budgets. And Office of the Procurement, Chief Procurement Office, deals with procurement. If it was normal, would have had a Treasury approval one, which would have been a feasibility study, which will tell us whether the route we follow will be feasible or not. And Treasury approval two would have been the actual procurement. And Treasury approval three would have been when we have appointed, now we are entering into an agreement with the service provider. All those things did not happen in this respect. And that's why it is a problem like this. So I want to inform the committee that this particular New York issue is one of the albatrosses that is making us fail in every way, because it has caused a lot of pain between ourselves, and it has been a thorn, in the sense that when we stalled it after realizing everything, as it was always a project that was undertaken in the office of the CFO, where international property market management resides. So it then posed the two bulls that we usually refer to in the committee, in the sense that one had to stop and the other felt stopped. And therefore, any other thing that comes becomes a problem. We are hopeful that once the court process has taken, has commenced, we will invoke our internal processes. We have identified where things could have happened, who should be tasked to answer, including myself, where I picked up, because I cannot be immune from the whole thing as I came in later as a successor in law. But the level of liability will depend, because the regularity is determined at procurement. There, I believe it was when I was not there, not I believe it is like that, but maybe how I did not figure out on time before we committed is another thing. The 9 million, which is 118 at that time, is made up of two portions. 5 million was to be a deposit and 4 million was to be admin cost like registrations, etc. It was in terms of that project preparation agreement, which we say should be set aside, and what was paid to by us be refunded to us. Where we stand, we hope that the court will see the facts, and it will be able to determine what should be there. So I don't want to say a lot. We see with the recommendations that there is a lot that we need to respond to the committee about. We take note of the recommendation that talks about investigation of these deficiencies. We will be able to finish that to the committee. And then the truth of the other recommendation talks to the fact that we have been talking about purchasing of land, and yet we're purchasing land and improvement, which we potentially were going to dismantle and build, and that was not coming out clear. It's part of our submissions as well. And the officers, from evaluation to adjudication, and I must not even think that I'm speaking on behalf of my predecessor, I just know that his duty was to approve what was given to him. The only unfortunate thing is that it was approved just on the eve of the term expiry, which then did not give us an opportunity to come in and see whether what was being approved was appropriate, etc. So it could have been an omission or commission, we can't determine as yet. But the crux looks, when you look at it, started at the conceptualization stage, amidst the fact that it was just the lapse of the previous lease, and then we needed to have something urgently, and then that's how we did it. We will be able to give a report to the committee at an appropriate time when we would have appeared, because most of what I would like to say are part of the affidavit I deposed to court, where we are applying to have the matter set aside. I must indicate that the service provider attempted to sue us for breach of contract. And the breach of contract, we were going to argue before it was aborted, that we breached nothing because we honored what that which we entered into, no matter how flawed it was, which is what was saying we must pay a prepayment, which is the crux of the 180 million. And thereafter, there was no other arrangement or agreement that we signed. Therefore, we would have argued that your claim for whatever cannot be substantiated, because there was nothing more that we agreed about other than that one. So then we then put our application in state, which is what it's sitting before the judge. We have not determined yet the date of the court. I tried to find out, because before this meeting, I could not get the actual date, and we were requesting that. I think it will happen within the 3 months period within which we have to respond once this report becomes is adopted, that we should be able to afford the committee all explanations. Regarding the two alternatives, because it's still rolling, it is also a problem. We were not aware that the Cushman, what was the same company that has assisted in identifying the two properties, but we tend to believe that it could have been the case. When I personally, this one is not a matter of court, when it was submitted to me, usually the PFMA requires the accounting officer to ensure that there is cost effectiveness. When a motivation is made that you can't take something that is more expensive than the other, if they offer the same levels of service, you always get convinced that I can't justify 20 rand when there is something of 14 rand. But there was immediate representation to me that came to light that no, DG, this is not correct, and they explained, and I reviewed it, and I see the committee report reflects that more adequately. Then upon my travel to New York, for a different reason, indeed I was shocked that when you have a specification, you 500 milliliters, you have to compare 500 milliliters of water with another. You can't compare that with a cold drink. Therefore, we saw that, yeah, the representation was valid because the one that is fully finished should be compared with the one of equal stature. And the one that is in progress, we didn't have the terminology, construction in progress, would be a different thing because it will then talk to the fact that you are going to make people to design something in your own way, which means you have to permanently have it if you are going to get it to do that. So we could not proceed, and indeed, until at the time the CFO was still on suspension for different reasons, and when the second submission was made, which has to go via the CFO, indeed, that was to say he has to recommend to me, he felt there was no need to do either of the two based on the reasons he advanced. But my comment then, because it was before I went to New York, because I picked up that there's a problem here, I then had said then we must do a proper assessment. And on return from New York, I understood what I said was correct, because it would seem that there was no proper specification. And in essentially, procurement goes through three stages. One is specification. That should say what is the nature of what you want. Two is evaluation. And third is adjudication, then approval. So the practice that we have been using of infrastructure committee is not in line with a procurement regulation. We only approved our new supply chain management policy for October. That was before that. And in a new policy, we are providing for what should happen and at what level it should happen. And we have built internal controls to ensure that everything has to go its stages. This is what is delaying the current process for this new alternative for renting. But equally, honorable members will notice that it could also mean that for those who believe that we should have pursued the pilot site and not this one, would always attempt to make sure that it is given reason that our delay in doing the other one cannot be should be relooked, because it will then tamper with that particular one. Honorable members, I'm going to stop here to say we have taken note of the report. There is not much we can argue against, and there is the report is spot on. And the last clarification was that when I said Ambassador Majila may have taken leave sometime before, I was not aware whether he was out of New York or in South Africa. So on checking that, and I'm not preempting our response formally, on checking that, it was clear that indeed he did
Your
not apologize.
Your formal response is late.
Okay. He did not apologize to the, make an apology like, I could not come to a meeting. And I should simply say, I'm not available to address the committee. And the matter is under a process, as we said. After the committee returned, they did hint that to me, and we asked him to explain. He had explained there is a follow-up that is going up in progress about that one. So on that finding, the chair could have sponsored a change. At that time, I was asked about whether I know whether he was in America or not. I thank the committee for its indulgence and hope that, except this anomaly, the committee should perhaps prioritize doing mission visits as its primary oversight work in order to give us enough scope to improve in future. Other things unrelated to irregularities, but a proper a coalface understanding of what we do so that we can be held accountable appropriately. Thank you, Honorable Chair and Honorable Members.
You were not aware of his whereabouts.
Full stop.
Finish and clear. And it's a true reflection of your response, that thing. It's in the report. I'm not going to change it now. Can amend that because of your explanation. Don't want to be wishy-washers. You must speak truth to power. Ne? So that's what is reflected on the report. You were not aware of his whereabouts. And that was so weak of you not to know the whereabouts of your people in the missions. But we are not there. So, Honorable Members, that's the submission by the DG. Is there anything that you want to say? Do you want to say anything from what the DG has submitted? Yes, Honorable Mpanza, Honorable Nkosi, Honorable Swar, you are the last person.
No, thanks very much, Chair, for the responses. I just want to express that the wish of the DG of us doing more oversight, I wish it could be the wish of everyone who is in power. But we take note of that wish, and we think he will assist us to make sure that wish is fulfilled.
After
thank you.
One.
Yeah.
Honorable Ngozi?
No, it's just a general question whether the DG thinks that the mission was ready for this portfolio committee visit.
Mm-hmm.
It's not responding to the specific issues. I'm just saying, were they ready?
Honorable Swart?
Chair, also wanted to comment, same to ask if really the ambassador knew that the committee is coming. And if he did know, even if he was on leave already, he was supposed to respect this particular committee's visit because he knew that the committee is coming. And then, DG, I also just want you to be very specific. When you say that this contract was signed when the term was expiring, was it 6 months before the term expired, a month before, 3 days before? When specifically did the DG by then sign that contract before you went to Durko? And when you are saying the ambassador's issue is under process, which part of the issue? Because you did not know where he was during the visit. So when you are saying his issue is under process, which part of the issue, that he defied the committee or that he was on leave without you knowing or that he was missing without you knowing where he was? Just clarity on when you are saying that the ambassador's issue is under process, which part is under process? Because there are three issues. He didn't know where he was. You did not know where he was, but you are saying that ambassador's issue is under process. Which part is under process, that he did not receive the committee, that he was on leave, that
but
you did
he
not
received
know.
Miss Universe.
Yes, but he received Miss Universe. and not the committee.
While
the committee was there, he received Miss Universe, but he did not receive the committee. Yes, the committee was there when he received Miss Universe, DG. So, Minenje, when you are saying the ambassador's issue is under process, mfuna kwazi ukuthi which part of the issue. Yekuthi bowungamazi ukuthi ukuphi. Yekuthi was on leave that you also did not know. Or which part is under process. Yekuthi he must explain himself. I just want clarity ukuthi wena are you busy with him? What an issue ukuthi he must explain himself or which part.
Honorable Muela.
Chair, thank you very much. My apologies for coming late on this matter. One simple question to the DG. We know that ambassadors are being appointed by the president. That's very clear. But report a ban. That's my question. They are being appointed by the president, but from there, but report a ban, DG. That's my question, Honorable Chair. Thank you so much.
DG?
Honorable Chair and Honorable Members, I'll start with the last one. Ambassadors report to the desk, which is the Chief Directorate, and the desk reports to a DDG. When the ambassador takes leave, the leave is signed by the supervisor with the desk officer, the Chief Director, and it gets approved by the DDG of the regional branch to which he belongs. Linked to this answer, Ambassador Machila requested leave in August to take leave between the 6th December and the 7th, up to the 7th of January. And in December, what I knew then was that he postponed the leave because of the A3 other related matters.
You might teach as if only that response late.
Okay.
Now you played for our report. We wanted that before the report, and you had enough time, and wanted that in writing, and that thing has not landed yet in Parliament.
Okay.
So we don't keep it for your process.
Okay.
We don't want it.
So was the mission ready? I believe the mission was ready, because the dates and everything were arranged and communicated appropriately, and I believe the ambassador was more informed about it more than any other. It goes to the second one, was ambassador knowing the committee coming? Yes, he did. Third question was what I was trying to answer about was there leave or was it signed? The process that we are speaking about is that we have asked the ambassador to make representation as to why we should not deem his conduct as not being up to scratch. He has explained himself, and a follow-up process is to determine the correctness of what there was a question of consequence management should be about it. As this offense, we could know that the implication is about. We had anticipated that the actual report would be in January at that time, and this is the reason why we have not reported back to the committee in advance, because it was going to be part of our full report after our discussion on the return of the committee from home. That she received the Miss Universe, I'm not aware. I hope it is not. It was not at that time. Maybe it was later. I'm trying to. I hope. I don't say it. Then. There was an issue about Miss Universe. I'm saying I'll have to check my facts, but those are the questions I was supposed to answer. Thank you, Honorable Chair and Honorable Members.
DJ. You're right, Lendo Ka Miss Universe. Miss Universe. Nobody is again on that day when we left. Oh, yes, again, but Dr. Salayo, he received Miss Universe. Yes. He received Miss Universe. We understand why he would rather receive Miss Universe as opposed to us as a portfolio committee.
We're not pretty looking.
Because we are not pretty and young. Yeah, I will leave it there. Yeah, we are not pretty and young. That's why he would receive Miss Universe, whom we wanted to see, in fact, before we left New York. And they decided to play Dilly Dally, hide and seek, and whatever, Ipukune card. And then on Friday we left, and then he received Miss Universe on our last day there. Whether it was after or before in your definition is none of our business. But the point that we are carrying and delivering at your doorstep is the level of respect from the side of the ambassador. He chose Miss Universe over his own principals. Who are your principals here, Pell? You account to us as this portfolio committee. You account to us, all of you.
Mm.
All of you. As these committees of parliament in general. Now, if that line of accountability, as clear as it is not respected, it means we still have a long way to go. Right? So that's the point that we are driving. We are not going to ask you any questions because you are not going to answer them yourself. Because some of the issues which we discovered there, they emanate from your weaknesses in Pretoria.
Mm-hmm.
The issue of the ICT is a problem of 2010. We're not in this portfolio. Some of us were still dreaming of being members of parliament at that time. We're not even close to be members of parliament, some of us. But that problem is still there. And it's a bearing to the functioning and operations of the department. But it's good for you because probably it works nicely for you as officials. To be able to squander monies, because monies are going to be traceable if there's ICT systems that are proper. Okay? So we're not going to ask you any questions. So we want to, from you, we want to get the names of the property managers of this 602-602-885 situation. The buildings. Which are supposed to be the offices of the mission there. You want to know, just for information and noting, because we've got another information on that ourselves. Because we're told there by officials what's happening. We're told who is who in the zoo. And the husbands and wives of people who are entangled into this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Which clearly reflects on why there's collapse in the projects. Because your interest, you put them before your mandate as officials of government here in South Africa. Now, if we're going to deal with that issue of conflict of interest in a decisive manner, many people are going to resign voluntarily there in that department of yours, because we got the names, but we are human enough not to mention those names.
not because we have a fear of contradictions, but we just being human. When the time is right, those names would be unleashed. And then you, it's either you collapse or you take us to court when you mention those names. Like, you know, people, of course, you think you can even take the whole committee to court because you don't want accountability. We're waiting for you. Take us to court. We're going to bring our green book called Rose Book and see who's going to be scot-free there in court. So, yeah, we're going to send the report, honorable members, to the speaker, and then we'll table the report in the National Assembly, and we are going to do that before we rise. Now, very quick, because we don't want to postpone things and have a pile of things to be tabled in the National Assembly. And when we are standing on that podium, there's no mercy on your side. You must know we are going to be brutal, because we must be upfront in raising issues before these other ones raises issues. Otherwise, we're going to have a problem if we sugarcoat and these ones take a podium and then they expose us. We are not going to be nice with you, because these other ones won't be nice to the ruling party as well. So we don't want to be a bunch of sugarcoaters of corruption and fraud, looting and squandering of monies of government. We're going to say it there. In that podium of Nelson Mandela, when we are reporting, so that the whole country and the nation understands that corruption and thieving is not by politicians only, but also officials, because that's a perception out there. They are thieves, yourselves. So, on that note, it's 1 minute to one, and our meeting was scheduled for 10 to one, and we are now adjourning our meeting, having completed our agenda and satisfied ourselves in terms of considering the report on New York. Comrades. The report on New York. Ne? Now we're waiting for you to send it to the police, and then you have us arrested, as we were notified yesterday that we're going to be arrested because of New York. There's the report, you have it, and we stand by our convictions, because seeing is believing. Thank you very much, honorable members, for spending time in considering the report. We'll see you next time when we have our ordinary portfolio committee meeting. Thank you very much.